Ye who have forsaken the Lord our God, listen to his word.
We pay no heed to your God.
Be gone, trespasser.
You shall pay heed. For a day will come when the Lord Almighty will shake the heavens and the foundations of the earth. Every city will fall, every mountain will crumble, and your ungodly sanctuary will be laid waste before him.
The word of your God means nothing here. Ours are greater and much more powerful.
Music!
Shame to waste your music on stone ears.
Speak with reverence, or you will arouse the wrath of our gods.
Then call forth their presence, that I too may feel their power.
Oh, Baal! Answer us! Asherah! Give us a sign! Show us your power!
Well, they don't answer. Perhaps they are asleep or on a journey.
Baal, Asherah, El.
Enough. Seek forgiveness from the Lord while there is still time.
Why should we seek forgiveness from your God? It appears he has abandoned you. Where is your God now?
You can destroy me, but never the truth of the words I speak.
Oh!
Lord God of Abraham, let it be known that thou art here with me.
He's a fake!
As this graven idol lies before you, so shall the earth break into pieces before the Lord. When these things happen and the wrath of God has come, so you shall pass away, my words shall remain forever true.
The prophets foretold the future with astonishing clarity, their prophecies recorded and passed down through the centuries. Many spoke of an end time when man would be punished for his misdeeds by a series of natural disasters. That time has not yet come.
But much of what the prophets foretold has come to pass. Overlooking the city of Jerusalem is the Dome of the Rock Mosque, built on the site of the ancient Temple of Solomon. The prophet Isaiah warned that the temple would be destroyed and rebuilt. It was. Daniel prophesied that it would be destroyed a second time, and it was. The revered Wailing Wall is the only part of that temple still standing. There is a prophecy yet to be fulfilled, that of a third destruction on this site. It is written that the Dome of the Rock will fall in a powerful upheaval that will split the city and herald a wave of worldwide destruction. When will this occur? One man who thinks he has the answer is Chester Brooks, a church deacon who is an authority on Bible scripture. He is also a computer programmer.
Trying to understand Bible prophecy is a difficult job. You could literally spend thousands of hours tracking down references to prophesied events. I wanted to find a quicker way. So what I did was program my computer with every reference to natural catastrophes found in the Bible. Now I'm able to cross-check these references and their interpretations in a matter of seconds. For example, I could call up specific data as to the destruction of the Dome of the Rock Mosque. This will tell me every verse in the Old and New Testaments that refer to this event. There are 33 references to the Dome of the Rock destruction, and what I wanted to find out was when this was supposed to occur. The book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 11, has the most specific information. According to Daniel, the mosque will be destroyed 1,290 days after its dedication.
Now, scholars commonly interpret prophetic days as equal to our years. We know the mosque was dedicated in 692 AD, so by using simple arithmetic, we can ascertain that this destruction will occur in the near future.
If my interpretations are correct, and I believe they are, this will be the worst earthquake our world has ever experienced.
The biblical prophecies are frightening, and to some, difficult to take seriously. After all, we have never experienced a worldwide earthquake. But suppose the prophecies are true. What could trigger such an event?